This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast thingy, Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam is over there.
Hi.
And later on, we're going to talk about Pam maybe having a tumor. Oh. And Phil is over there.
What?
He's not a tumor.
Tease.
Look at that. See, oh, yeah, that?
It's a whole thing.
I stuck around for that.
Doctors involved.
I stuck around for that.
We have the story for you coming up here. You want to start with the boss is wrong?
Oh, always.
And by the way, we're looking for your feedback and comments and stuff. And if we don't get that, we shut this down in a minute.
Right.
How many viewers do we have, Megan? 14.
14, okay.
All right, so hello to all 14 of you.
Hi.
Hey. Huh? 15?
20.
We're up to 20.
Wow,
very good. Played.
It's like rabbits.
Hello, 20.
Like rabbits.
Happy Friday, Linda.
Boss wrong.
Boss wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, boss Keith. Wrong. Now, boss wrong.
Boss wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, boss Keith, May 11th, did a top five list. Top five best days of the year. He said June 2nd, always beautiful weather.
Always.
What's the forecast for tomorrow?
It's going to be rainy, cloudy. It's going to be thunderstorms. It's going to be humid.
Yeah. shitty on top of shitty.
Basically just crap.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Crap wrapped in shit.
Exactly.
Right. That's basically what it is.
Like a crap sandwich.
Wrapped in shit. Mm. Oh, the poor tribe. They planned so many things.
Yep. Garden
weddings
parties.
Weddings were planned. Yep. Birthday parties.
90th birthday party.
90th birthday party.
Sunbathing.
Someone said they based their whole life around June 2nd.
Tomorrow being nice.
Right. Take the prison shoelaces away.
Thanks for fucking that up.
My God.
I'm right.
You know, here's the kicker.
Yeah, it's a kicker.
Is we've come to find out, because I asked them during the segment. Oh, so you did research? Oh, yeah, I looked it up. They're all nice. Come to find out, he never looked it up.
Nothing.
Nope.
I'm like, you know how many meetings I've had with this fuck? Who I like.
Yes.
Who said... Oh, yeah, we got to play the music because the people love the music, and we did the research. It's like, oh, you mean like the weather research you did? Mm-hmm. Like that research?
He's like a used car salesman.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, trust me, low miles.
Yeah. We did the research.
Yeah, bomb.
Right, got a humble brag from Stashball coming in. Going to be a fun walk from Grand Central to MSG for Billy Joel on this nice day.
Right. Oh, he's going tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
At least he's walking a little bit.
There's
really.
Something.
Phil.
Oh
my God.
he was working out this week. He came in. We said he's got to do some core workouts.
I'm sorry. How many push-ups did Stashball do?
I think we gave him 4.5.
But they were like fake ones.
And they weren't real.
No.
Right.
He was going to die, too.
He wasn't going all the way down.
No.
He got mad and he punched the wall.
He did.
He got more workout from punching the wall.
Yeah,
than
and the wall punched back, though.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I had people text me that were worried about his state of mind after that. Because he was like pacing back and forth behind you.
Like a caged llama.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked like he was legit mad at himself because we called him out on it and he's like, yeah, I just can't believe I didn't do one. But he seems like he's unaware that he's not in shape.
This is why the windows.
Well, thanks for telling him, Pam.
This is why the windows.
Stashball.
Sorry.
This is why you can't unlock the windows on the third floor.
And he didn't even hear Pam. Stashball said, ouch, ouch. But he didn't even hear Pam's comment yet. That's coming in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
He's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, part two.
Too bad we can't like switch cameras to the tribe, like go live to them now and their reactions.
Get that moment.
Yeah.
Andre says, good morning, guys. I'd like to know if Phil cleaned the car for that girl yet.
No.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
No.
No, nope. Andre.
This was something that, someone paid $900 for it, the Veterans Gala.
Going on a year.
It's been
now.
Like 11 and a half months, yeah.
It has been, yeah. It's waiting for the anniversary?
Yeah, okay. That'd be a nice day to do it.
Right, the anniversary.
Well, so we have a date planned.
And just a side note, Veterans Gala, a week from tonight. Buy your tickets.
Yes, please.
Any of you people watching haven't bought a ticket yet? You know, you're helping veterans here. Come on, people.
What more do you need to know? There's food. It's going to be fun. It's going to be comics.
Food, fun, comics.
Come on. I mean, really. If anybody was asking you to go to insurance seminar.
And you're helping veterans.
Exactly. That's the main point.
Food, fun, funny, feel good.
Right.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. May, make it.
And all hopefully Flubbles.
May.
And
may.
Flubbles.
Make it. See your future. Be your future. May, make it.
Back on this weather thing with the boss.
Yes.
So he emailed us a list of the last few years of June 2nd. 2010, sunny. 2011, sunny. 2012, drizzle.
Mm. That means rain. Just put rain.
It does.
Right. And sunny means what? Sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon.
Could have been sunny for an hour and then kaboom.
It's not very detailed. That
right.
is what he's...
One word.
Come on.
Right. He's narrowing the day down to one word.
Where did he get this info from? He could just went to a typewriter and went...
Yeah.
Sunny, sunny, sunny.
But when you take... Like tomorrow, you could describe as sunny if you take the morning.
Yeah.
You know, like 1 hour tomorrow,
it
will be sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is the quality research we use to base what songs we're going to play, how many songs we're going to play. This is the...
There was no fact-checking there. There's no, like, links to anything about where he found that. So, it's just like,
no.
Right. It's just a list of dates and of June 2nd, different years. And you know, 2015, rain.
Yeah. That's all from the National Keith Service. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The National BS Service.
However, he did bring in a box of donuts.
Yes, he did. So, he made amends.
All you have to do is that.
Exactly.
And we're like, hey.
We're so cheap and so bought.
You are right.
We are so bought.
Good thought, boss.
Exactly. I'm your bitch now.
Oh, my God. What a segment.
Yep.
Any comments coming in?
Mamsie wants to know if Kyle from Long Island is going to make it to the Veterans Gala.
Kyle, are you going to make it?
Kyle?
He says, kabooya, kabooya.
Kabooya, kabooya.
Response. So, yes, I guess?
Does that mean yes?
I don't know.
Or he's in the bathroom, one of the two.
So the boss brought in donuts.
It's National Donut
and
Day.
And Megan, you're going to have to get a shot at it.
It's National Donut Day. Look at those. Look at that. There's food porn right there.
Let's all give commentary now, and you can give your commentary on Facebook. All right, let's start with the jelly donuts. Anybody?
Nah. I love jelly donuts. Jelly donuts are the best.
I'm out.
Jelly donuts are the best.
I do not like jelly donuts. Never did.
Oh.
Never will.
Oh, my dad. Then my
There's
dad
no
got
point.
Me to those.
I do, but I like the hard sugar jelly donuts.
No, I like the soft powder sugar one. That's when you want, because the other one's granular and stuff like that. This is nice. It's smooth. You get the it's on your clothes, and you think of donuts all day.
All right. Well, part of it is getting on your clothes, then I could see why you would like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Say for later?
Yeah. Exactly.
If it's the only, I don't know what you just said, but if it's the only thing that's available and I'm hungry, I'll eat it. But, you know, when it's in a box of donuts like this.
Well, see, this comes from years ago. Years ago, we went, you know, you didn't have Dunkin' Donuts with all their various flavors. It used to be you got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and jelly.
Yeah.
Basics.
Jelly was the Mac Daddy because it was the only one that had a filling in it.
Yeah.
And later on came the Boston Creams, and then Dunkin' Donuts totally pimped it out and went full bore on it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's still near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And probably clogging it.
All right, then you got this guy here,
Always.
Chocolate covered.
Oh, that's awesome.
My second
With
choice.
Sprinkles, yes.
You know what's funny? This is basically a plain donut.
It is.
Right? There's a little bit more sugar than a plain donut.
Right.
But the chocolate and the sprinkles make it... enticing, right?
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
a perfect combination. I could do without the sprinkles because sometimes sprinkles get in the way
and you're
of the
teeth.
Flavor. Yeah, and then it gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to...
Sprinkles are for the kids.
Yeah, we don't need the
what's
sprinkles.
Nice
but I'll still eat it.
What's nice about the chocolate is the chocolate's not a sweet chocolate. It's kind of a little bit bitter. So it's a nice blend with the sweet donut. And you get a little bit of bitter and it kind of brings it all back.
This guy here, the powdered donut.
Get him out.
No, get him out. You're awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the powdered donuts? It's the ones you bought in the store.
All of your memories are based on 1955.
Yeah.
No. In the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, you still buy them today. You had those packets of donuts that had the plain, they had the powdered, and they had the chocolate covered.
This break's going to go on for 3 days if we do it this way.
This
we're
going
to have to just pick our favorite donut and watch.
We have a lot of tribe members saying that they love the Boston cream.
Rails.
Which is not in here.
No.
And Keith is from Boston, and you think he would put that in here.
That's still in his office. There was a second box.
Yeah, the second box. The people that he likes got those.
That's the by the morning show off box.
I don't know if this is correct, but Mamsie says that they loosen the chocolate frosting with coffee.
What?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Nice. See, it has two purposes then.
Here, Pam, grab that. Take a lick.
Okay, and see if I can taste some coffee.
And then continue eating the donuts. We don't want it back.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going?
Oh, paper. Gonna get a paper
towel.
She would
have never thought of a paper towel.
I never did. But
it's like, all right.
I feel
well,
like I have to.
All of a sudden, you're being clean, neat. Really?
I don't want her touching all my equipment after that.
You know what I'm really upset about? Is that?
I'm taking two.
Well, there you go. Well, you just had the chocolate on your finger. There you go.
That wasn't chocolate.
Take that. It tastes like it's mixed with coffee.
I think it's a mental thing.
She's having Nirvana. She's having Nirvana now.
Yes.
Well, she's not
right, but you don't know if that idea was planted.
If I'm playing with my head. You know, right. My head's playing with me.
If you're playing with your head, then something's totally wrong with you.
Pam doesn't know if she's playing with her head.
Right, then if you're playing with your head, you're Paul.
I'm not playing with anything.
You're Paul, not Pam.
Redneck, Moodneck, you're seeing it now live.
Contrast very nice with the chocolate donut.
Moodneck, there it is.
One day, Pam will use the microphone when we're doing these segments. Yeah, yeah. One day it'll happen.
Well, she's only been doing radio for almost five years.
Yeah. Right, by the 10th year, she's a pro.
We weren't trying to listen to my voice. It was all visual.
This is a podcast, so people are going to listen later, and they need to hear what's happening.
All right.
You always got to be a dick.
Yes.
So, how was that donut?
Good? I saved the second half for you.
Oh, thank you.
What was that, Pam?
Yeah, but she touched it.
I saved the fucking second half for Jazz, asshole.
But you touched it.
Was that clear enough for you?
Yes, right, thank you.
AJ's a jelly donut. If you had to pick one, which one would it be?
Me too.
Chocolate.
Exactly. That's the one. And with a cup of coffee, boom. Oh. Nothing better.
You can just speak into the microphone. You don't have to shout. If you're going to shout, you can stand there. If you're going to just speak like a normal person, you're doing it backwards.
You should have put a donut over your finger.
All right, Phil, what would you pick?
It's in there. I think it's the blueberry cake one there.
Really?
The glazed blueberry cake.
That's you?
It's very good.
That's you.
Yeah, I like the flavor of the blueberry cake.
This guy right here.
Yep. If I had to pick a second, it's the double chocolate. It's the chocolate glaze with the chocolate icing on top. That one's phenomenal.
That's my number one.
Yeah.
It's not here, unfortunately.
Right. No, that went to Keith's friends.
It did.
Yeah.
Right. We got the number twos.
But National Donut Day. Yes. Megan, which one would you pick?
Bavarian cream.
Bavarian cream.
That was a longtime favorite of mine. That was for years I'd get those. Incredible. Now it would be this chocolate guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you like with the chocolate on top too?
Yes.
It's no, like, he wants it on the bottom, Pam.
Shut up, Phil!
Do you like what the chocolate on top, too? Do you like what the chocolate on top, too? Do you?
From South Africa?
I don't know what's happening. You know,
the sugar got to her head. That's what happened.
And I don't even know what... Come on.
I don't know.
This is Pam drunk. But not drunk, but Pam drunk.
She's donut drunk.
You sure wasn't rum-filled?
All right, then the blue topping, what the hell is that?
Mystery.
I'm going to guess blueberry, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
No,
try it.
Not at all.
Melted Smurf.
No, why don't you try it?
No. I'm sure it's delicious.
Tribe, let us know. What is this blue glaze donut we got here?
There is not a bum in the bunch in that box. What, you got to touch every guy's
donut? It's melted Smurfs. God damn it.
They're like, we're going to
they killed Smurfs and melted them and used them as a
smell
donut
test?
Topping.
Berry?
Yeah, it does smell like
berry. It smells like berry.
Maybe blue raspberry?
You know what she's doing, right? By touching every donut, she gets to have every single donut now.
That's right.
Right. Because no one wants them anymore now.
All right, any comments there?
Krispy Kreme's better, says Kyle.
BS.
The fuck it is.
BS, man.
They're too small.
Double D rules.
Mamsie says, back to the coffee to loosen up the chocolate. She said it was 40 years ago, but that was how they did it then.
Really? How does she know that?
Oh.
I guess you worked there. I don't know. Maybe I missed that comment.
She did her research.
All right. And then what else? AJ tomorrow
night. She did. She worked
night.
There.
Yeah, she did.
There you go. See?
AJ tomorrow night at Stress Factory.
Yep. Opening for Joe DeVito. Vinny Brand's two shows. I've never done two shows before. I've always done just one show and get off and that's it. So now.
Oh, I think you're going to like it because you could go out and adjust.
Anything that I do wrong the first time.
You get to go right back and fix it.
Right. Hang on, I got a second show. Come back and I'll do it right.
Yeah.
This will go much better.
You'll love it.
Totally.
You'll love it.
Right. Boy, the 9:45 is so much going to benefit than you guys.
Oh, yeah. You guys got ripped.
Oh,
assholes. Right. So what else? That's it. Veterans Gala.
Yes.
Right,
we're buy done. Tickets.
And thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the show. Lots of great podcasts this week. Audio on demand. Jimmy Complex, my favorite.
Yeah.
The freaking stories this guy tells.
Ugh.
I always say, you know, this guy is a movie.
He is.
I'm wrong. He's like 10 movies.
Yes, he is. Yeah. It's a
like
series.
One of these backstage stories is a great movie.
It's like the Avengers.
Netflix docuseries.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, you know, the reenactments would be funny. Like, because, you know, you don't have these guys when they were young or whatever.
Yeah.
But just the whole Paul McCartney just arriving really late to the Billy Joel Last Play at Shea show.
Yeah.
And they had tons of stars and they're all wondering, is Paul McCartney going to make it? And then 10 police cars come in and there's Paul McCartney. I can listen to that story over and over and over.
Yep.
But a lot of great audio on demand. Thanks for watching.
One more thing. Bobby Furniture keeps spamming the chat. I love you, Pam. I love you, Pam. I
All right, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is it? Bobby who is spamming?
Bobby Furniture?
Bobby Furniture.
Completely Wood.
Bobby Furniture.
Okay.
Nice. What would you like to say to Bobby Furniture?
I don't know, but say it off mic again, because we'll get it eventually. It'll happen.
Suck it, Phil. That's what I want to say to Bobby.
Suck it, Phil. Yeah. Goes to Bobby. Oh, and then we didn't show Megan this week.
We didn't know we had to.
You want me to help with the camera?
Oh, come on. Nice. What is that?
Yes, you see her eyeball? It was great.
All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Oh boy.
Pam's over there. Right here. Yep. Phil's over there. Megan's behind the camera. Thank you. Veterans Gala.
Buy your tickets.
Motherfucker.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.